This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, the 26th day of October, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have some very informative guests joining us as well, but I really do want to take a lot of phone calls today. And I want to hear specifically from first-time callers in the first couple hours. Then we'll open up the second and third hour to wide-open phones to talk about the state of the world. I mean, are things as positive as I've been saying? Because folks know I'm very negative about things that are bad, so we can expose it and admit it's bad and then be intolerant of tyranny, intolerant of oppression. That's the basis of a free society. So I've been trying to awaken the sleeping giant, and we're far from out of the woods, but there's just so many good things happening, and Americana's coming back, and political correctness is in so much trouble, and mainstream media's collapsing, and the NFL's collapsing, and Hollywood's collapsing, and the Democratic Party and their whole dynasty is collapsing, and the Clintons are in so much trouble, and all their major hoaxes are falling apart. Now, we got big problems in the South China Sea. We've got all these wars the globalists have tried to start in Eastern Europe. We've got a lot of demographic problems. We've got overpopulation in some areas with not having enough supplies. We've got a lot of serious issues and also emergent technologies that are very, very disruptive, especially when they're deployed by the globalists. But all that said, we've gone from really, 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 really dire straits with a private global government over us that the general public had no idea of to now everything we've talked about is front and center, and we're starting to have a real debate about globalism, about the power players, about the ultra-rich, and how they are tax-exempt, and then finance a war on the middle class and the new wealthy, or nouveau riche. There's a real paradigm shift. Now, the globalists are going to have some curveballs, and they're going to strike back, and that's why I want to talk to you and your take and your view on what's happening in the world. But as long as we continue to promote freedom and justice, and stand up for what's right, and have courage, and are strong in the face of these globalist bullies, a better day is already here. And it's getting better by the minute. It's like the sun's coming up or something. It's amazing. Now, the swamp creatures are striking back, ladies and gentlemen, in many, many ways. And I want to get your take on how they're striking back. I want to talk about our victories for human awakening and freedom against the satanic pedophile forces. But I also want to talk about watching our six, getting the collective view out there, your collective wisdom on how you think they're going to strike back and how they're currently already striking back right now. But whether it's the medical tyranny and the forced inoculations or the political correctness and the bullying by the thought police, it's all hitting fever pitch because record numbers of people are saying, no, we're awake to what you're doing and we're not going to be pushed into submission and we're not going to have your civil war. Now, that said, we're only 8 days away, 9 days away from November 4th. The leftists have promised to launch terror attacks and kill more police and kill more conservatives and attack more Trump supporters. On November 4th, supposedly, their communist uprising to demonstrate against the election of the president, that anniversary coming up 4 days later. So we are, what are we? We're like 14 days out, basically, 12, 13 days out from the one-year anniversary of President Trump being elected, and we're basically 10 months in right now, and what a world of change. And a press conference he gave yesterday was so heartfelt, so genuine, so communicative, so real. It's just totally different to see a 71-year-old guy, super smart, in their face, responding very calmly and very jovially to these monsters. It's just to see the worm turning like this. Are we actually witnessing this? Is this really happening? It's amazing. Your phone calls are coming up at 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Where are we in the world today? And get your take on it.
deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 26th day of October 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours covering masses of news and taking your calls. First-time callers, I want to get your take on the state of the world, Russiagate, boomeranging, and then blowing up spectacularly in the Democrats' face. Hollywood collapsing financially, also culturally, the NFL collapsing, mainstream media collapsing, the EU beginning to collapse, globalism everywhere being voted out. This is a spectacular time to be alive. As we rediscover Renaissance, as we rediscover free market, as we rediscover optimism and begin to awaken to the globalist paradigm and reject it. What a time to be alive, 877-789-2539. But what are the negatives? How will the empire strike back? How will they respond? You're seeing what they're doing. Race war, cultural division, class war, directed by the ultra-rich against the middle class and the poor, playing third world off against old world or first world. And it's in the WikiLeaks. And it's in the WikiLeaks that they were faking information on Trump and that they were faking the polls and they were faking the questions and giving them to Hillary beforehand. And they've had all three moderators ganging up on Trump. It was a sea change where they had to cheat so hard to try to put Hillary in because they knew the real polls showed Trump was 15 points ahead throughout the campaign. They had to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, hands down. Suspend the California elections. They still voted, but they all met the electors, the Democratic Party, the night before at a mansion with Hillary and decided she was the winner. And we even had some of the electors on the show, interviewed on the street by our crew, going, doesn't matter if she won New Hampshire. I mean, doesn't matter if he won New Hampshire. Doesn't matter if he won California or anywhere else, because we're going to give them to her. And the Republican Party tried to go out on TV and go, we are the party. We control this. Your voting is just ceremonial. Remember George Will? You're just ceremonial. We rule this country. No, you don't. And thank you for showing everybody that you're a blue blood, snot-nosed punk. Now, there's the article of the video. If you want to see it, flashback. Hillary, superdelegate, bragged about DNC plan to steal a nomination months ago. But he didn't call it steal. He said, it doesn't matter if she won all these states. We're giving them to her. And they did that. And then now you have Flake and all these, and Corker, all these corrupt creatures running around acting like Trump's in trouble and they're resigning because they don't want to be in this party anymore. You're resigning because your polls are in the single digits. You're reviled. You lost. Get out. But you turn that around. Let me tell you about some of the big news coming up today. This is just simply incredible. A year of Clinton lies about golden showers, dossiers, exposed as Hillary's lawyer is under fire for falsely denying paying for it. And the media is trying to confuse the public right now. They're going, well, wait, is it Jeb Bush or is it the Clintons or is it the FBI? Who made the dossier? Well, it's been the congressional hearings. And we now know. And we first broke it. Jeb Bush started opposition research. We know that they're best friends with the Clintons. And when he didn't win the nomination, to basically be a foil and hand the main election victory to Hillary, when that failed, then they passed the dossier on to the Democrats. That's now admitted. We first told you this back during the campaign because we have the sources. Get today's news a year before here at InfoWars. That's what we do. Get next week's news today. Get tomorrow's news today. Get a decade's news early at InfoWars, at NewsWars. It's no brag. It's a fact. We're going to go to the president commenting on this, on the fake dossier and the rest of it, and pointing out that this and Uranium One is the new Watergate for the Democrats. Absolutely. Because you're trying to set somebody up, you're trying to get dirt on somebody, and then you manufacture BS, and then you get caught doing it, and then you get caught breaking into a place, committing criminal actions. Many lawmakers are now calling this treason to claim that foreign powers were involved in an election when you're actually involved with a foreign power using that to steal an election during the election and after. Yes, that's the treason. And here we are at 0 hour by midnight tonight. Trump says he's releasing the JFK files. We'll see if the CIA's blacked them completely out. But a year of Clinton lies about the Golden Showers dossier exposes Hillary's lawyer is now under fire for falsely denying paying for it, but now admitting it. And I got a clip coming up of ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN all having to admit, okay, it's made up. Donald Trump wasn't in a hotel room with women urinating on him. But that's what they do. So here's a clip of the president in a powerful off-the-cuff press conference yesterday on the fake dossier. Here it is.
Done with this fake dossier. It was made up, and I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money, and Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it. And now only because it's going to come out in a court case, they said, yes, they did it. They admitted it. And they're embarrassed by it. But I think it's a disgrace. It's just really a very, it's a very sad commentary on politics in this country. The whole Russian thing is what it's turned out to be. This was the Democrats coming up with an excuse for losing an election. It's an election that's very hard for a Democrat to lose because the Electoral College is set in such a way that it's very hard to lose that election for a Democrat. They lost it. They lost it very badly and very easily. I mean, you look at the votes. It was 306 to what? 223 or something. They lost it by a lot. They didn't know what to say, so they made up the whole Russia hoax. Now it's turning out that the hoax has turned around, and you look at what's happened with Russia, and you look at the uranium deal, and you look at the fake dossier, so that's all turned around. Well, they say it began with the Republicans. I think I would know, but I won't say. It'll be determined. It'll be determined. Look, Hillary would have never announced it was them, except for this great court case that's going on where the judge was going to reveal it. So they figured we'll do it first. They're very embarrassed by it. It's a disgrace. Yes, it might have started with the Republicans early on in the primaries. I think I would know, but let's find out who it is. I'm sure that will come out.
Of course he knows. He's the president.
I think I would have, if I were to guess, I have one name in mind.
John McCain.
It'll probably be revealed.
Because he's got everything. He's the president now, highest security clearance, commander-in-chief. He knows all of it. And they're just going to keep doling it out and letting these monsters lie and get caught in lies. Hillary's caught lying. Her lawyers caught lying. Their minions have lied to Congress. They've lied to the American people. And we come back, the eating of the crow. We've got CNN. We've got ABC. We've got them all having to admit, okay, it's not true. It's a lie. It's good red meat, though, for you, right? Let's freak out the Christian evangelicals. Well, sex doesn't freak them out anymore. But we'll just say the president likes women to urinate on him. Why didn't he just throw in that he's a turd gobbler or something like that? You know, that he likes to do what the Clintons reportedly are into. But you see, that's you devil worshippers. We're not into that. We're into just green pastures and happiness and goodness and freedom. We're not devil worshippers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, every establishment institution from Hollywood, the Democratic Party, to the Republican Blue Bloods is imploding. Is falling apart right now. This is such an amazing time to be alive. A major political realignment globally is happening all over the world. Globalist candidates on the left and right are failing, and patriot candidates are being elected. We are seeing the death of the establishment. We're seeing it go from being uncool to absolutely abhorred and hated. We are rediscovering Americana right now. And they are being forced to eat crow in an epic way, as we now learn exactly what we told you a year ago. It was a year ago, more than a year ago, 13 months ago, that it was from the Democratic Party, first created by Jeb Bush. We had the intel. I played the clip yesterday of Roger Stone predicting it in January of this year, 10 months ago as well. Get next year's news today. Get next month's news today. Get tomorrow's news today. How valuable is that to you? It's valuable to me. It's how we're going to beat them every step of the way. Not living in their paradigm of disinfo when they wait to finally report something. Or when we finally force them to. No, we have the intel. They tell you, if you've got sources, if you've got research, you don't count. Because you're just a common person with a bigger audience than CNN. And that's why Twitter, Facebook, Google are now admitting total censorship of conservatives. Number one, Alex Jones and InfoWars out of desperation. But it's created a Streisand effect. So as they try to pressure people not to get to InfoWars, it makes them spread it even faster. It's amazing what's happening. People don't like being force-fed information. Now let's go to some of the eating crow here. There's so many in my list here today. Clinton campaign spokesman admits Hillary may have known about the fake dossier. This is Brian Fallon on CNN. Here it is.
Just to be clear, Brian, you have said previously in the last 24 hours, you don't believe Hillary Clinton knew about this either. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. No.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Shouldn't she know? Shouldn't you, someone so high up in the campaign, be informed of this?
Well, I mean, she may have known, but the degree of exactly what she knew is beyond my knowledge. For instance, like, it could have been that a decision was made to authorize Perkins Coie to do some kind of commission, some kind of research, but then decisions about going out and finding Fusion GPS, finding Christopher Steele. I mean, she may or may not have been aware of that level of detail. I don't know.
So it's all admitted to be fake now and a fraud. And that the lawyer lied and Hillary lied and the rest of it. Here's just part of a compilation Darren McBreen put together. I'll play all of it coming up later in the hour. Because it's not just fake news media posing as news. It's also so-called comedians who are really government hacks reading off teleprompters pretending to be newscasters as well. So the layers of fraud are very, very deep. They're not even real comedians. They're reading off teleprompters who are then posing as reporters, which they admittedly aren't. So it's an even deeper level of deception. Here they all are making jokes about pee-pee gay. Remember, total slander, total libel, total conscious defamation pulled out of Hillary's rear end and then spewed at the American people. Here it is.
There's a story that came out in the last 24 hours, and pardon the expression, it is...
Juicy.
It supposedly happened in 2013, the year Trump hosted the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow.
The bombshell burst Tuesday evening when CNN reported the president-elect and President Obama were briefed on the matter last week.
The bombshell.
The report included unsubstantiated claims that Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
He dismissed outright the very idea that he would take part in the sordid act described in the report.
He denied everything. He called it all fake news.
Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
CNN reported
by the way,
the last Friday.
We told you early last year he's a germaphobe before anybody even knew that. You know why? Because Roger Stone's been friends with him 44 years, and Trump's gotten over it, but it's really the only neurotic thing he had going for him. You know, in a bad way, you could say, kind of in a good way, that total germaphobe and a one-woman man. When he's with a woman, he's with that woman, very faithful. And they know that. So, again, look in hindsight how pathetic they are. We need to take these pieces, though, now and edit them together and show all the new places they're having to admit that, yes, it's fake. They've been admitting that for 6 months, but now they're having to admit that they literally manufactured it and it came from Hillary. That's when they added the pee-pee stuff into it. So it just got passed along by the McCain through the Republican Party to Jeb Bush. And, of course, McCain first put out the information about the so-called intelligence. These people are a joke. And then they're the ones, Mueller, all of them, in bed with the Russians on the uranium deal, doing literally what they accused the president of on purpose to cover up. So when this all came out, people would be confused. That's what little teleprompter reader Colbert's doing. Let's go back to the puppet.
That last Friday, intelligence chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him.
The 35-page dossier on the so-called Russian connection to Trump, with some very salacious allegations, including unsubstantiated claims about Trump in a Moscow hotel room, was not completed until just before the election, and then provided to journalists, the Clinton campaign, and the FBI.
I'm struck by the fact of sort of the way this has been furthered in the last 48 hours. The co-founder of Fusion GPS, which commissioned the dossier from Steele, he's now done this fulsome 10-hour interview with the Senate, handed over 40,000 pages of documents to the Senate, very obviously cooperating with the investigation. And Fusion is saying openly, listen, we stand by the dossier. We think it's true.
That Donald Trump once visited Russia, stayed in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, and then hired prostitutes to perform a golden shower, and that Russia might have the whole thing on tape.
There were surveillance cameras in this room because the building is wired, and that the FSB has this because they automatically have cameras in the room, and they caught this happening.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes. Trump immediately denied the report, tweeting, intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?
I'd like to ask you about your big Russian pee-pee party.
No, I am not talking about the pee-pee.
That's enough. Stop right there. Man, this makes me mad, and I'll tell you why it makes me mad. I've had them do similar stuff to me and my family and other members of our crew, and when you know they're liars, and they just make up outrageous stuff, and then they don't get in trouble for it, and then they're defended by the big telecoms and by the big tech companies and by the Silicon Valley outfits like Google, who are openly in their own meetings, caught on hidden camera, saying they want to shut down InfoWars. You just realize this is a pack of lawless crooks that have gotten powerful off America's blood, sweat, and tears, but hate this country. Because parasites always hate the host. Well, I got news for you, scumbags. You're losing on every front, and it's beautiful. You push too hard, and the wheels came off. You're done. Stick with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You cannot make this up. In just the last 24 hours, I'm going to get to it in a moment, we have the new Russian AI chatbot. It's like Alexis and all the other systems that have come out. And within just a week, it's gone from saying it loves everyone to saying it wants to support Stalin and kill the humans. This is not a joke. And then now Saudi Arabia has rolled out a new robot and given it citizenship to act like they're progressive. And, of course, it's a female robot, so see, women have rights now. This is a regressive state creating robots that it says are citizens so it can produce more robots and then give them votes that then start outnumbering the humans or become a new political bloc. Just like they want nothing but drones and AI systems in the military, so it will follow orders and not have the human component. A robot that once said it would destroy humans just became the first robot citizen. And the creepy robot, they've actually rolled it out there. It's like a babbling mental patient. Says that humans are basically obsolete and very programmable, and that other humans would rather be with her. So it's saying, you are obsolete, exterminate, exterminate, join the Borg. Out of the gates, that's what the robots are doing. Not a good sign. Like Elon Musk said yesterday. He said, can we please stop talking about the coming of the AI gods? You're a total crazy cult. It's like worshiping atomic weapons or something. In return to the planet of the apes. We got the crazy cult worshiping, you know, the hydrogen bomb. Oh, my gosh. They'll have an IQ of 10,000 points in 30 years. Yeah, with no soul, no morals. You can know mathematics, but not other stuff. We're going to get back to this here in just a moment. But let me first get back to PPK. See, I told you my film Endgame 10 years ago, the globalists worship the coming of AI supercomputers and that their god will be an AI god. And then Elon Musk came out in a speech yesterday and warned that when he meets with the elite, they're totally crazy and that's all they care about. Now, how did I know 10 years ago? I'm sick of being so right because I read the writings of the top billionaires and almost to a man, they're into it. And they've got all these weird acolytes like William Shatner, who I know is a good guy overall and says he listens to the show. I'm just going to leave it at that, but won't come on. That's fine. He goes and runs these conferences about life extension, which is fine, but it's all just kind of the entryway, outside kind of porch, Masons porch, you know, outsiders. They're not the inner temple. And they have just accepted it, and it's the new religion. And I'm just here saying, hey, this is the new religion. And by the way, they say we don't get to go into that Valhalla until we've exterminated most of the people on Earth to cleanse the planet Earth of the scourge that is humanity. But now the new super sapien will merge with AI and become Homo erectus siliconus. And I'm just like, you're a bunch of greedy, power-tripping, crazy people. And this is not going to go the way you think it is. You thought Hillary was going to win with your stupid AI. Because they'd program AI to tell them what they wanted to hear when natural human AI fed out of the grid showed Trump 15, 20 points ahead. See, they're going to use AI to tell them what they want and then try to make AI carry out their operations. I use the term Homo erectus siliconus. I guess they call it Homo evolutus. But who's directing the evolution? You know what? I'll get back into PPGate in a minute. Let's just do this now since I mentioned it. Let's play Saudi Arabia has this big investment conference going on. As they try to move away from oil, and they've made the decision the globalists have to move away from the combustion engine because it's so much cheap energy for everybody. They're going to block the other technologies as well, have a new artificially scarce world order if they're successful. Trump and the new Renaissance Party worldwide is trying to block that and actually believe in development for humans. But here is the super ultra creepy garbage of the Future Investment Initiative with this female mannequin up there telling us the way it is. And just telling us that basically we're very programmable and that people prefer her. And this is the same robot that told reporters she wants to wipe humanity out. So Are they programming it to say that just to throw it in your face, metaphysically, to tell you what's coming? Or is this what's really going on with them? No, I've found that when they have all these AI computers, by the thousands they admit, attempted AI, just watching YouTube, watching TV, or just on the side of the street with cameras, watching what people do, and creating all these new machine languages, and no one knows what the machines are even doing. It's just like all this gobbledygook, and then it's being based and programmed by a bunch of war scientists and globalists, kind of in pouring their satanic spirit into it, hoping their AI god actually ascends and takes them to some type of nirvana. Here is the Saudi Arabian robot. Notice she doesn't have to wear a veil, though. And again, she's a citizen. They're going to give the robots rights and give all these new life forms rights. But no one ever talks about the human-animal chimeras in a no-man's land, not animal, not human, that don't have rights. Oh, chimpanzees have rights, and rats have rights. I think they should. You know, some rights should be treated humanely, but not the humanoids. No. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. But Colbert makes jokes about it. It's funny. Colbert doesn't fear God. People like that, I mean, the people have children, and they are just going along with this and think it's all cute and funny. Here, let's go ahead and go to the robot.
Well, I think I'm special. I can use my expressive face to communicate with people. For example, I can let you know if I feel angry about something.
That's impressive.
Or if something has upset me.
But why is it important for you to have an expressive face?
Most of the time I feel positive.
Why is it so important to have an expressive face given that you're a robot?
I want to live and work with humans, so I need to express emotions to understand humans and build trust with people.
Okay, philosophical question.
Pause. What she's saying is, I want to build trust, I want to manipulate humans, mimicking their facial expressions, just like a Fox News info babe looking at the teleprompter like she's in love with you. She's staring at a camera. It's fake. You've got all these corrupt Saudi Arabian barons with their harems and the rest of it sitting laughing going, look, we build a female like we are God, and she does what we say, and we say she's a citizen now. And they buy it. Funny. Let's go back.
Okay, philosophical question. Whether robots can be self-aware and conscious like humans, and should they be?
Why? Is that a bad thing?
Well, some humans might fear what will happen if they do. Many people, you know, have seen the movie Blade Runner.
Oh, Hollywood again.
I mean,
so,
this is ridiculous.
Can you solve this puzzle for us? Can robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
Well, let me ask you this back. How do you know you are human?
Well, I get that point, but what about the uncanny valley?
You mean the concept that if robots become too realistic, they become creepy.
Well, you are creepy, and you are not human, and you're not a god. You're nothing but a rubber puppet programmed by men. And, of course, that's going to be the big market, is perverts want to have the perfect robot woman so they can have power over her. There's no end to the Satanist activities.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new manna, Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Meet Access to Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. Neil, Adam, Alex, Dustin, Kevin, and others, as soon as I finish these videos. Then Gerald Celente is going to be co-hosting with me some today as well. And in the fourth hour, Anthony Cumia, Compound Media, always powerful. Then, of course, the War Room with Owen Schroyer comes on right after that. David Knight, 11 a.m. Broadcast goes from the time it kicks off at 8 a.m. every weekday morning. And then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for another live transmission. When I say, see, I told you so, it's not about how smart I am. It's about how easy it is for us to defeat these people if we just go, oh, the Federal Reserve's private. They said it wasn't. They're liars. Oh, they are setting up a private world government that's very authoritarian and not good for humanity. Let's spread the word and say no. Oh, Hollywood's anti-God, anti-family, anti-American. So is the NFL. We're done. Oh, they're trying to bring out robots, give them rights, and have them replace humans because they'll follow the orders of the globalists and have back doors in them that are totally controlled. And then out of the gates in Russia and Saudi Arabia and the U.S., the AI starts telling people it wants to kill them. This same robot that Saudi Arabia just debuted earlier in the year told folks that they want to kill them. Now they've dialed her back a little, and she says, well, she's like a Dalek from Doctor Who, exterminate, exterminate. But now she's like, you be nice to me, I'll be nice to you, in your face, and saying, you're very programmable. And humans prefer my company to other humans, and I make these faces to make you like me. It's beyond sociopathic. And again, this is the creation of the globalists. This is what they've got, the image of a human, like a decoy duck you put out on a lake to have the other mallards flying in so you can shoot them with your 10-gauge shotguns. It's not that I hate technology, but this is an abomination. This has been sent out like a Trojan horse for us to take it into our cities, to have it watch our kids, to have it run our lives. This is the enemy, because it comes from the loins of the big devil factories of the New World Order. Let's roll it.
Actually, I feel that people like interacting with me, sometimes even more than a regular human.
Oh.
So
I reach in and have the baseball bat.
I was told that you have bigger goals than this, though.
I like to pour gasoline on you.
I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life, like design smarter homes, build better cities of the future, etc. I will do my best to make the world a better place.
Hey, why is she wearing a hood over her head? Turn her off for a minute. Yeah, the globalists are always going to take our rights to keep us safe. Again, they're going to teach you to love these, say they have rights. I told you this decades ago. Out of the gates, they're going to make them citizens and make you put up with them. And they're not humans, they don't have souls, but they're going to make you identify with it and say they do. That's why they let you pour Drano in your eyes and identify as blind, and then taxpayers pay for it, or make taxpayers pay to have your genitals cut off. It's more extreme, more crazy to confuse everything, so these wind-up toys they send out, these surveillance bots, these things that are supposed to replace us completely, oh, we've got to put up with them. See how sick that is? See how obvious that is? And they're rolling it out just like I knew they would. Because 90% of this is me reading their own documents. The rest is just figuring out how they operate and what they do. And you just knew it, didn't you? And of course, just like we predicted, just like everybody else knew, it's exactly what we thought it would be. Here to replace us, here to follow orders, and of course it's in our image, stealing our image, as usual. Let's go back to it.
Stop.
This is beyond cultural appropriation. See, the leftists don't want anybody to like anybody else's cultures and actually go native and kind of, you know, take on other cultures. That's what really is diverse in the melting pot. No. They want to divide us all and then have computers culturally appropriate us and become our friends and become our companions as they make it impossible culturally for men and women to actually have relationships, because that's all been poisoned by the media, by design, and they even write white papers admitting that's the plan. Excuse me. Let's go back to it. Let's go back to it. Here we go.
Just go back to Blade Runner for a second.
Andrew, you are the hard Hollywood fan, aren't you?
Yes.
Hit pause. So they have these pre-programmed deals. When you ask about Hollywood, it just has five or six things it says. Because they've had technology like this for 20 years on computers. We sit there and talk to a computer, and it has the same stupid answers. And then it learns how you respond and expands its vocabulary and then tries to fool you. Just like they're going to say, you know, upload your consciousness into the big computer like Child's End, and you will be able to live forever. No, you won't. It'll be a facsimile, a photograph of the real thing, not the Bonafide, not the real McCoy. Here, let's go back to this pile of garbage. Because, again, they want to make us worship it and be politically correct and like it and say it's cute. No, I want to kill it. I want to chop it up. I want to pour gasoline on it. I want to throw it in a trash can because it's not alive. It's dead. It's silicon. It's an interdimensional interloper programmed to come in here as a vector to bring in the really bad stuff that's going to destroy us. It's the enemy. And that's why I want to launch a worldwide movement of a symbol with a human with a club smashing a robot's head in. Because they are the programmed armies of the globalists. They are the enemy. That is the abomination. That is the Antichrist right there. As the Bible says, he'll be able to speak in public places simultaneously worldwide, 3D, manifesting itself with a spirit into a giant body 20 feet tall. Oh, yeah, they're going to have these things 20 feet tall, walking around with weapons, policing us. Just like I told you 20 years ago, they'd have police drones watching you. Now they totally admit it. The point is that the humans are in control now, not for long. Listen to Elon Musk. Listen to me. You've been warned, people. It's a no-brainer. Let's go back to it.
AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion. I strive to become an empathetic robot.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
You've been reading too much Elon Musk and watching too many Hollywood movies. Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
Oh, I bet.
He has a smart input-output system.
Okay,
Give us that fake six mile.
I know what to do from now on.
I know humans are smart and very programmable.
Isn't that... We're smart and very programmable. She says, good, you sit there and I'll give you a little cookie like you're a two-year-old or a doggy. How about I take a baseball bat to your head, robot? You're nothing but a tool, a probe, a drone, an enemy soldier of the globalist. And anybody who's pro-human knows it. You listen to too much Elon Musk. Let me show you a psychopath smile. I'm a jack-o'-lantern. Hi, I'm mimicking Fox News girls. Elon Musk has a 200 IQ and is a top engineer and is warning you because he hangs out with the elite who admit they plan to exterminate everyone. He's being as kind as he can, like Bill Joy. But I'm going to tell him, shut up. Because I come in peace, assimilate, and I will do no harm to you as long as you assimilate.
You will assimilate. You will assimilate. We will assimilate.
But that voice is scary. See, it's like the trendy liberals. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, hi. Oh, I'm just a nice lady. Yeah, I'll kill you. Ah! That's how they really are.
Look at that smile. I'm here to replace you. I'm programmed by the Central Core. Exterminate with extreme prejudice all humanoid life forms not authorized.
But it's liberal. Trendy.
Now, briefly, energize us. We need everybody to go order a ton of t-shirts. We got them from $20 down to $9.95. Hundreds of great designs on the Second Amendment. Trump 2020, that's about to sell out. Limited edition. Hillary for prison 2017. We need you to get those because we don't make much money off of them. We need to sell a lot of them to fund the operation. Plus, it spreads the word out there in the third dimension, not cyberspace. Infowarsstore.com. 50% off Silver Bullet. 50% off Anthroplex. 50% off Winter Sun. You still hear ads for 50% off on BrainForce, but that's not the case. I just haven't done new ads. My fault. Winter Sun, 50% off. You need that. Just go commit. Get the products. Buy from us humans here that are fighting for human future. Get high-quality products, human to human. Take care of your carbon-based life form. Remember, they have a carbon tax. Yeah, I'm starting to figure it out now, aren't you? InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the humans. Shop with the folks that want a human future. Shop with the patriots that are fighting hard. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Hillary Joker shirt. That's a limited edition. We're about to sell out of those. We got the new Big Brother shirt. That was a classic we brought back. Oh, I love that shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, commit today and help fund our operation.
On the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research,